Welcome to the Let Me Bend Your Ear podcast. My name is Frank and I am the host of the show. I discuss and review movies new and old. You can watch the show on YouTube and Facebook under the Let Me Bend Your Ear podcast. You can listen to the show wherever you get your podcast. Please rate and review the show on your app of choice. You can email the show at bendyourearpodcast@gmail.com. Please visit the podcast website at letmebendyourear.com. All the episodes are available there. On this episode, I'm going to review the quote-unquote reimagining of the film Roadhouse. If you are a movie fan, you know the film Roadhouse, starring Patrick Swayze. That came out, I believe, in 1989, I think is when that movie was released. So this is the remake, reimagining, whatever you want to call it. So, of course, the original Roadhouse, I don't know if I've ever spoke about it on this podcast or not. I definitely haven't reviewed the original Roadhouse, but I can tell you, and my wife can certainly tell you, that that is one of my favorite movies. And I know people, I know it's a meme. I know it's quoted a lot in Family Guy. I don't watch Family Guy, but I've seen the memes with Peter going Roadhouse and then kicking somebody or doing some kind of violence. But Roadhouse is one of my favorite movies of the late 80s. It's funny because I know when I talk to people about Roadhouse, you know, there's people that love it, people that think it's cheesy. And I think when people hear me discuss Roadhouse, they think I'm saying it kind of ironically or like it's so bad, it's good. And I don't think it's a bad movie at all. I'll review it officially for the podcast at some point, I'm sure. And I'll reference it as I do the review of this new movie, just kind of here and there. In comparison, per se. But what I can say briefly about the first Roadhouse is I enjoyed it very much. It's a movie that doesn't try to be some... Well, let me take that back. It does. There is some ridiculous elements to the movie, but it's outweighed by the performances in the original movie, with leading with Swayze and Sam Elliott. Kelly Lynch is in the film as well. And then Ben Gazzara, the fabulous actor from the, you know, he's his probably high point of acting is probably most of the 70s. He's best known for working with actor, director, writer John Cassavetes. And if you are a Coen Brothers fan, you know he has a small but pretty pivotal role in The Big Lebowski. But those are the things, the elements about Roadhouse. You know, it's a movie about ass kicking. It's camaraderie. It's just a fun movie. And I've commented on my social media lately that you don't really see, you're kind of missing, not that I don't love a serious drama or serious movies or comic books, but there's not, you know, there's not a lot of fun movies anymore. And to bring a movie that I have reviewed for the podcast that came out last year, which was Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, and that movie was a pleasant surprise to me because it was just a fun movie. It was fun. And I think we have a dearth of those kind of movies now. So it's great to have a movie that's fun. And Roadhouse, the original, is I describe as one of those fun popcorn movies. It's just a lot of fun. Nothing deep. It's not telling you. It doesn't have a message. It's just fun. And movies should be fun. That's, you know, a lot of the reasons why we go is to have a good time and have fun. All right, so let's get into it. So this version of Roadhouse is interesting for a couple of reasons. One, when I heard that they were going to do it, I'm like, okay, you know, everybody has their opinion about reboots, reimaginings, yay or nay. Some people could care less. Some people are outraged when they try to remake a movie that's either considered a classic or a cult favorite or whatever. And then I heard this movie was going to star Jake Gyllenhaal, of course, you know, fantastic actor. That goes without saying. He puts his all into everything. You know, some of my favorite performances of him is End of Watch, even in Spider-Man. In the second Spider-Man movie, he was great as Mysterio. And even a movie that's cited for his filmography is Nightcrawler, which I saw the movie and I didn't love as much as other people did. I know it's a big cult favorite film. His performance in it is fantastic though. So he's great in it. I just didn't love the movie like other people did. It was good. I just didn't think it was great. People just love Nightcrawler. I'm just not the biggest fan of it. But he's great in it. And this is kind of like what Roadhouse ends up being. You know, when you get him, he's always going to give his all. So the director of this film is Doug Liman. So another very good director. He's known, you know, he started with Swingers, was his first movie. He directed the movie Go, which was kind of a classic 90s film. He did the Bourne Identity, which was the first Bourne movie with Matt Damon. He directed Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. And I think he did A Better Tomorrow. Not A Better Tomorrow. The repeat movie with Tom Cruise, which I actually haven't seen. It's not A Better Tomorrow. Better Tomorrow, John Woo. But which I have to, still have to see that movie because I hear great things about it. So he's done a lot of great films. You know, he's a good action director. So this seems like a natural project for him. So he is director of this. So I know initially, I remember when the movie was being released, because the movie was released on Amazon Prime. And I do know that the movie initially was going to be released in theater. So actually, one of the producers on the film initially was Joel Silver. So if you are a movie buff or a cinephile, you know Joel Silver as the basically the mega producer of the 1980s, late 80s. So he was mostly at Warner Brothers. I think his deal was with Warner Brothers. And Joel Silver was the action producer. He was the go-to producer for action films. So he did Lethal Weapon, Die Hard. I think he did Predator as well. But he was the most, probably other than Jerry Bruckheimer, Don Simpson, in that genre of action films. Joel Silver was the go-to person for action. Had huge mega hits with big stars and action vehicles. So he was producing this film. And I think there was some kind of dispute or something happened. I think he was either exited from the film or something happened and it didn't go well. So anyway, this movie was going to be released. It was being produced, I believe, by Amazon Films, but with the intention of it was to release it in theaters. So there was some controversy right around the time of its release because Amazon decided that instead of putting it into theaters, they were going to release it directly to streaming, promote it, you know, big star in it, big remake of a classic film that people know about. And Doug Liman, I guess, was not happy about that at all. And he went on this epic rant about streaming and about how the movie theater experience is important. And he felt like he got the kind of the rug pulled out from under him regarding the release of the film. I think he walked back his comments a little bit and kind of tempered what he said. But look, I think, you know, when you're going to the streaming versus theater experience, I've talked about that many times on this podcast and I've shared my particular take on it. And I'm very conflicted about it, to be honest with you. And that's what I've always said. For me, you know, when the pandemic hit and shut all the theaters down, you know, streaming was the only way you could watch any movies that were going to be released. Some movies were held back. But for me, I'm mixed. I appreciate the streaming aspect of it because for me, doing a movie podcast, especially when I'm trying to review newer movies here and there, I don't get the opportunity because I'm raising two small children. I work full time. It's tough for me to get to the movies with the frequency that I would do if I didn't otherwise have those obligations. If it was up to me, I'd be going to the movies every single weekend. I can't do it. And the ability to see movies either that were in the theater and go to streaming or go directly to streaming gives me the opportunity to, one, watch them and then review them for the podcast. So on that aspect of it, it's been great for me personally. Now, the theater experience, I also am a big fan of. And even though I don't get to go as much, I am very aware and very supportive of its importance. The best way to see a movie for someone like me who loves movies is in a movie theater. There is nothing that beats it. I mean, you can have a great sound system at home. You can have a big screen TV, and that's great. You know, the experience of watching a movie at home has never been better, but it will never be the same as a theater. And that's the experience that I love. And I appreciate the passion of directors like, you know, specifically Christopher Nolan, and even if it's Steven Spielberg, or in this case, Doug Liman being upset that the movie's not coming out in the theaters, because they believe in the importance of the theater experience. And I do as well. You know, you see a movie like, you know, Nolan's Oppenheimer, that's extremely, extremely important. So I'm mixed about that, so I get it. I understand it. And I'm really see both sides of the coin on this as well. So anyway, enough about that. Let's get into the review. So Roadhouse is, again, a remake of the 1989 film. So in this film, Jake Gyllenhaal plays Dalton. So in the original film, Dalton was a bouncer that would, he kind of traveled. He was like, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Drifting around. And he's hired to work at a bar that's, shall we say, rowdy, that needs to be controlled, and it's out of control. So in the original film, Swayze comes in, teaches the bouncers how to bounce, how to do it right, how to clean this bar up. And in the original film, there was a town leader, mayor, whatever you want to call him, played by Ben Gazzar, who's a corrupt leader of the town, taking money from all the business owners. And that's kind of the major battle, and he's the major antagonist of the original film. So in this film, Dalton, played by Gyllenhaal, is not a bouncer. He is an MMA fighter. So I know there was a lot of pre-movie hype of this, because I think they filmed an actual sequence at an MMA event. And basically, and this is not, I don't think this is really a spoiler, he has a fight and somebody ends up being killed. It's not really a spoiler, because it's not a major part in the film, and it's actually not treated very majorly. It's basically treated as the reason that he's basically living in his car and his life has gone off the skids. He's just kind of, you know, a bum, for lack of a better term, living in his car. But he was a well-known MMA fighter before this incident happened. So at the beginning of the film, he's doing a fight to make money. So, you know, illegal, you know, brawling in a place. So as this fight is going on, you see a woman come in to the bar, or to the fight, to watch him. And when his opponent, who's actually played by the singer Post Malone, finds out Dalton is fighting him, he says, "I'm not doing it," because his reputation precedes him. So you have Frankie, she's played by Jessica Williams, sees the fight, goes back out to the car outside the place, and basically offers him a job, because she owns a bar in Key West, Florida, and it's getting a little rowdy, and she wants to hire him to help straighten the place out, kind of clean it up. He refuses at first, and then by a sequence of events, he ends up changing his mind, taking the job. So he goes down to Key West, meets Frankie, sees this bar, and in this film, the difference is what you see is you have people fighting like they do in a bar, and then you have this group of motorcycle people that come in really rowdy, really rowdy. And one of the better sequences, which you actually see in the trailer, which is in the film, is basically Dalton having a slap fight with like five different dudes. So in the movie, in the scene, he basically slaps them all. It's not even, I don't even think he throws a punch in the scene. He slaps them. I think he breaks a couple of arms. It's funny, and the scene is staged very well. That's one of the best scenes in the movie. Unfortunately, it happens early. And so he takes care of, he dispatches these guys. And then after he's done fighting them, he has the courtesy to drive them to the hospital. And in another thing that's early in the movie too, so of course Dalton is injured, because he does get punched and hit, so he's bruised up. So if you remember the original Roadhouse, there's a scene early in that film where Swayze's in the hospital. This is where he meets the doctor character in the first film, played by Kelly Lynch, and they end up striking up a romance, blah, blah, blah. And in this film, they kind of repeat it, and they actually repeat one of my favorite lines in the movie. So he's getting looked at by the doctor that's there, and she asks him what happened. He says he got in a fight, you know, blah, blah, blah. So she asks him, "Did you win the fight?" And then I was wondering, when she asked him the question, I'm like, oh, is he going to repeat the line from the first movie? And sure enough, he does. He goes, "Nobody ever wins a fight," which is the exact line from the original film, which it was fun to hear. So as the movie progresses, you know, he meets the doctor, then she kind of leaves the scene for a while. She comes back later because she's connected to the town. She ends up being the daughter of the sheriff of this town in Key West. So the antagonist of this film is the son of a prominent person that's currently incarcerated. His father is incarcerated. He's running the town, and it's kind of the same thing. The only difference here is he is looking to get his hands on the property that the bar is on, because he's trying to remake the entire beachfront area there in that town, make a lot of money, get building in there, and she's resisting. She doesn't want to sell. Her father owned the bar before her. She's keeping it, and she has no intention of selling it. So that's basically the main story. So as the tension escalates and things escalate, what happens is the son fails to get Frankie to sell. Dalton is kind of handling business there, and things escalate to a point where he has to bring in some muscle from out of town, specifically from Ireland. And he's played, of course, by MMA fighter, or former MMA fighter, Conor McGregor. So he plays Knox, who was brought in. So he's basically an enforcer. So he becomes the henchman among the other henchmen to try to get rid of Dalton. So that's basically it. That's really, it's not complicated, just like the first movie. It's not a complicated plot, very simple. So let's start with what I liked about it. So what I liked about the movie, Jake Gyllenhaal, like I said earlier, is a fantastic actor. He gives his all in every performance. He's very talented, and he's you know, and in this role, he's good. I mean, he's very quiet, takes care of business, no nonsense. Kind of the same as Swayze's character in the original movie. And, nothing that would make me not like the performance. It's a very good performance. Like I said, he is always good. Conor McGregor's performance, I mean, he's being, I guess, a version of himself. He's fine. I think he's there for what he needed to do. He's definitely doing it over the top. So I don't know if that was Lyman's direction to make it over the top, or he brought that to the performance and Lyman didn't tame him down a little bit. But his performance is fine. You've got Billy Magnuson, Ben Brandt, who is the son of the prominent figure in the town that's incarcerated, that he's trying to kind of hold up the mantle. It's kind of that typical son is not as good as his dad, not as brave as his dad, is not as smart as his dad. So you've seen that before in all these kind of movies. So it's kind of a cliched character that way, but he's fine in the movie as well. One of the better performances in the movie is Lucas Gage plays Billy. So Billy is the bouncer that was there before Dalton gets hired. And another nice nod to the original film, and probably one of the better parts of this movie too, is Dalton kind of showing Billy how to be a bouncer and how he develops and gets good at it, like the other bouncers in the first movie. So that part was good as well. I wish they would have done more of that in this film, because that was one of the charms of the first movie. But Lucas Gage gives a very good performance here as well. I've seen him in other things. I just can't remember it off the top of my head, but he's definitely very good in this movie as well. So again, like I said, as the tension escalates, the action kind of ramps up. The stakes get higher, to the point where it becomes an all-out battle. So, and this is the part of the movie that I don't like. Basically, the third act of the movie is over the top. So there's action, and then the action comes away from the bar and goes out. There's a scene on a boat. There's a chase scene on a boat. There's action and things like that. And it's fine, but it's just not that interesting, to be honest with you. And that's the worst part of the movie. I think the third act is not very good. And I think it just went to, we're just going to go for just making it a straight action movie. And taking the action away from really what the story is getting the bar cleaned up. But the battle escalates to a point where it has to go kind of ridiculous, which in some instances can be really good. Just for me, in this instance, it didn't really do much for me. I didn't really enjoy it that way. It was just standard action. There's a couple of good staged action sequences, because like I said, Doug Liman's very good at directing action. So there's some decent action in it, but the story just kind of goes off the rails in that sense. It doesn't really get to that, you get to the final battle between him and the son, but it's just not, it's kind of a mess, to be honest with you, and it wasn't fun, it wasn't riveting, and it's missing, like I said, if you're going to call yourself Roadhouse, and I know they say, oh, it's a reimagining, it's not a remake, which is to me, whatever, that's just semantics. For me, if you're going to call it Roadhouse and invoke that movie, then at least incorporate elements of that movie into this one. It doesn't have to be the same, but at least make some elements that would make the movie enjoyable. Like, to me, it was really missing I wish one thing they would have incorporated into this film is having Dalton have a friend in this movie like Patrick Swayze did in Roadhouse. So in Roadhouse, he's there, he sees how bad it's going to be and how intense the people in the town are. He calls in his friend, played by Sam Elliott, who's another bouncer, to help him out, which is fantastic. There's no character like that in this movie. There's no equal of that particular character in this movie. And it really probably could have used it, because in the first Roadhouse, that was fun, because it kind of ramped it up a level. They were getting things going. And here it was just Dalton by himself, really. There was really no one to help him, no one to bounce that off of, no really friend, close friend that he had. And I know in this film, Dalton's character is a loner because of what happened in his MMA fight. So I know this character is different than the Patrick Swayze Dalton, but I wish they would have tweaked that some way to have that element from the first movie in there. I think that would have helped for me. That was missing for me. So I think that was a big miss on that part. So again, it's disappointing. I like I said, I love the first Roadhouse. I'm a big fan of it. I was looking forward to this one. I was skeptical, but at least, like I said, with Gyllenhaal, I thought, and like I said, he's not the problem. He does a great job. He always does. He fully commits to it. Even the over-the-top stuff, he's going to commit all the way, all the time. So he's the good part of it. Like I said, there are some, you know, other good performances there. I said Lucas Gage is pretty good. So that was fun. And then, like I said, the slap fight at the beginning is pretty funny. But unfortunately, that's, like I said, when a highlight comes that early in the movie, that's not great. So unfortunately, I can't really recommend Roadhouse. Out of 5 stars, I'm going to have to give it 2.5. So that's just basically an average review for me. I can't really recommend it. Like I said, if you're a big Gyllenhaal fan, you may want to check it out. If you're looking for some mindless action on a Friday night, got nothing to do, you know, it's on Amazon Prime, so you can check it out. But I can't really give it a full, you know, I can't give it a recommendation. I just don't think it's very good. So I'm going to go with 2.5 stars out of 5 for Roadhouse, directed by Doug Liman and starring Jake Gyllenhaal. So again, that is playing now on Amazon Prime. So if you have that, you can watch it whenever you'd like. So again, unfortunately, I'm going to have to give it 2.5 stars out of 5. And thank you for listening to the show. You can follow the show on X, Instagram, and YouTube. The handle is @BendYourEarPod at all those locations. If you can, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Facebook page. I'm trying to build my subscriber base. I actually just got a notification that I'm over 100 subscribers, which is pretty cool. So if you could subscribe, that'd be great. You'll get notifications when the show goes live. And you can check out the show there if you want to watch it. This show is a one-man operation. So if you're watching the show on YouTube or Facebook and would like to support the podcast, just click on the QR code here on the top left corner of the screen, or you can click the, or you can go to the show's X page, and go to the top, or go to the profile page of the X profile, which is @BendYourEarPod, and you can click on the tip jar there if you want to contribute to the show. This will help cover the cost of hosting this podcast. So again, I want to thank you for listening, and I hope everybody has a great weekend. Take care.